Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to take in and digest complicated data and strategy and put it in front of her clients in a way that makes it simple and actionable so that they can finally feel in control of their marketing. So I am super excited to introduce Mary Zarnecki. Now, Mary is a business coach and marketing strategist with nearly 20 years' experience developing creative business growth and marketing solutions for both small businesses and global brands like WebMD and Johnson & Johnson. Now, Mary received her MBA and MEM from the Yale School of Management and BA from Princeton University. Now, today, Mary works with business owners to generate profit growth using her signature MBA system. Now, through their work together, her clients are able to connect with their audiences at a deeper level, create irresistible offers, and get those offers in front of the right people. Now, when Mary is not busy with clients, she loves spending time with her husband and two boys exploring the outdoors. She's a former Jersey girl, now raising her business and her family in Oregon's Willamette Valley wine country. Well, welcome, Mary. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping business owners grow their businesses, right? By getting irresistible offers in front of the right people. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Definitely, really getting the focus on what exactly to offer your audience is one of the things I'm most passionate about.
Yeah, and that's really important stuff. Yeah, definitely. Ranks right up there with oxygen, I think.
I probably, yep.
Yeah. So, Mary, I'm curious here, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
So for me, it really grew organically at first before I turned my focus to it. So I started my career in the corporate side of marketing, working with Johnson and Johnson, WebMD, and other large brands. But my husband is a small business owner. He's a fourth generation chef and restaurateur. And out here in Oregon wine country, I got the chance to connect with a lot of other local entrepreneurs. And once they found out what my superpower was, as you said, I got invited to a lot of coffee chats. And hey, can I just ask you a little bit about social media or email marketing or about marketing strategy? And so it really started with some very organic conversations and a funny conversation with my husband, where he's like, you're going to get paid for this, right?
Right. I'm not going to just keep doing this for a latte.
Exactly. So for me, it was really that vision of, oh, okay, there is another path, because, understanding this whole online entrepreneurship or coaching world, it wasn't something I was super familiar with at the start of my career. So for me, I hadn't really thought of it as an option. So once I kind of started digging in and understanding, it really seemed to fit not only my talents and skills and ability to help my clients, but also what I was looking for in the kind of business I wanted to build.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I mean, the corporate world is great, right? You're part of a bigger team, you're part of a bigger vision. Obviously there's the market presence, and you're one of the team players in just a a whole huge organization. But for some people, you know, they don't like to be held into that one role. And obviously stepping into your own business, that gives you all sorts of roles to step into.
Absolutely.
Maybe more than you bargained for, who knows? But yeah, it sounds like you really, you know, took that chance and realized that, you know, I guess I can help a lot more people than within this one aspect of the work that I'm doing. So yeah, I love that. So how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
For sure. So I think it has evolved slightly. So I've been, I'd probably say I've been established in my current space coming up on 3 years now. And it's evolved a bit in terms of, I used to feel very divided in terms of, you know, having my services that I offer to large brands or, you know, global enterprises over on this side. And then on the other side, you know, my work with either solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, or small business. But what I've realized is the secret sauce kind of comes in bringing those two things together and actually bringing the two groups of people together. So that's what I've found recently. That's probably what I would say is the one thing that's really shifted in my business over the time that I've had it, is bringing those two groups together, as well as taking some of the lessons that I've learned from helping big brands and actually bringing that to entrepreneurs and small business owners to give them an advantage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Just because a large corporation does not mean some solopreneur or small business owner can't do it as well. When I started my first business, I kind of was mimicking what Coca-Cola was doing, you know, and I wasn't making any money at all, but I was like, how are they branding? How are they going about this? So, so yeah, it's great when you take those techniques and powerful strategies to the business owner and see them flourish. So yeah, that's really exciting. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your practice?
Definitely. I mean, there have been several, but I'd say the biggest one is really the challenge of focus. And the more I talk to people, the more I realize I'm not alone in that, for better or for worse. But I think anyone who's creative, who has an entrepreneurial spirit, who you know, has been a high performer in their, you know, former lives, former careers, former businesses, the trap is always too many good ideas. And one of my favorite quotes is always that, I never say it exactly right, but that idea of, you know, the enemy of the best idea is a lot of good ideas. And so that kind of challenge of deciding, okay, there's so many things I could do. What do I need to focus on? What do I need to do first, get that successful, and then I can expand from there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that does, especially when you're, if one is a creative person, then you know, the ideas just keep flooding in. It's like, oh my gosh, I can do this or this or this, or all of a sudden you're just, oh my gosh, another month has gone by and I'm so excited, but I really haven't made any progress in one day.
Exactly.
So yeah, I totally relate to that. Well, what have you done? Maybe can you share a technique that you've utilized that helps you stay focused or find that one next best move to make?
Absolutely. So I'd probably say a very simple one that I've implemented is I have a journal, a beautiful journal that I love. It's got a great leather cover on it, and I use it for nothing but my brain dump. So any good idea I have, anything that strikes me, it goes in there. Nothing else goes in there, just good ideas. And then I also got a coach. I'm definitely an advocate of even consultants need consultants, coaches need coaches, because we can't do for ourselves, you know, what we do for others. And so for me, it was really having that sounding board to say, hey, you know, I know the last time we talked, we settled on this plan and we had an action step, but I had this great idea while I was in the shower. What do you think of that? And either knowing me, knowing my business, being able to say, actually, yeah, that's a better path for us to go down, or to be able to say, you know what, that goes in the journal.
Yeah, it is important to have that second set of eyes that really know where you're going, though, you know, that vision, that trajectory, because it's not always your spouse. It's not always your circle of friends, because they might not have that business vision. So yeah, I love that you kind of have this safety net around you and this business journal, you know, that
exactly
that makes a whole lot of sense. Yeah. So that those ideas don't just slip away, but yet, you know, maybe there's a better time or a better strategy around them. Yeah. That's great.
Exactly.
I love that. And, you know, Mary, you're obviously an expert at helping business owners create very effective marketing strategies that result in nice profit growth. But how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Absolutely. I'd probably say this has been one of the most, if not the most challenging part of taking all of those roles onto myself as a startup. Mm-hmm. In my corporate role, I always had that sales partner who was able to take on that role. So for me, I'd probably say the most challenging part has been how to engage in that sales conversation in a way that I can stand in my authority, share the benefits, share the advantages without coming across as arrogant or pushy.
Mm, yeah. And you're definitely not alone there in feeling that and worrying about coming across as just being too boastful or mm-hmm. back up the dump truck kind of thing is what I tell my clients. Hey, you're kind of backing up the dump truck here and letting it all, you know. And there is a really great technique around that I'd love to share with you if you'd like.
Yes, please.
All right. So here it is. It's very simple. And a lot of my methodology is wrapped around the fact that deep down, we're all kind of wired the same way. Now, granted, we've all had different lives and experiences that have created different beliefs and all that kind of thing. But at the core, we all are pretty much have this main operating system. And here's how you can work with that important aspect of sharing with people all the great things about you without it feeling like you're just having a rah-rah session. And here's the kind of shift in paradigm or technique to use is that people will really care and be interested in your success when they know there's a direct correlation with them.
Gotcha.
So here's how that plays out. So if you're talking about the benefits or your great MBA strategy and process, and you know, you're feeling like, boy, I'm just really doing a whole lot of talking here. If you align the benefits of that, or even some success that you achieved with how that relates to your prospective client also doing better in achieving what they want, they'll love to hear it. Does that make sense?
No, that makes a lot of sense. So really looking at it through the lens of what's in it for them.
Yeah, exactly. Position it in a way that serves them, really does. Because let's face it, if you discovered a process that works really well and it created a whole lot of success for you, and they don't see, okay, well, how, what does this have to do with me? But if you weave in exactly how it directly supports them, then they love to hear it. Same with your success, you know, having 20 years of marketing expertise within a corporation. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So you were this and you were that. No, if you can position that in a way that demonstrates for them, now you're bringing forward and giving them access to, you know, two decades worth of going through all sorts of different types of marketing strategies and creating this and launches and all sorts of different marketing techniques, you have all of this at their quick and easy grasp. And so you position anything that you feel like might be deemed as, oh, I'm being too boastful, in a way that actually is a benefit to them, your potential client, having access to because of these great things you've accomplished or created, then, you know, then it makes it feel more authentic or genuine or coming from a place of service.
I really like that. And I love what you said. I took a big marker and just circled the words on my page here, is that, you know, sharing, you know, something about me or something about my process is great, but it has to end with so that you can, right? Or so that they can.
Right. Yeah, exactly. How is it a benefit to them? And it always is, because mm-hmm. your expertise and your experience is what is the fast track for them. So yeah, so hopefully that'll move the needle a little bit for you the next conversation you have.
Definitely. I plan on applying it right away tomorrow morning.
Okay, good, good, good. And, you know, Mary, I am curious here. We have just been through this, you know, what, 14 months of pandemic that has really rocked the business world. Certain verticals have shot up, right, have been in high demand, and other verticals have really taken the hits, you know, and marketing is one of those things that, okay, we're rebranding, or we need to get out there, or they've had to shift typically to stay in the groove and keep their business afloat. So can you share a little bit about how the pandemic has impacted the work you do?
Yeah, I would say I'm, you know, for better or for worse, definitely in a space where I am probably twice as busy this year as I was last year. Mm. And I think a lot of that is due to the fact that marketing was something that not a lot of people thought about. You know, they were kind of doing what had been working and kind of going along with the status quo. And I think a lot of people really got rocked. I mean, I know from personal experience, my husband is a restaurant owner and was shut down for 4 months, which has a huge impact. But unfortunately, that's one of the reasons I've been a lot busier. But I think also the idea of people really now tapping into and exploring some of the advantages that we have as entrepreneurs and business owners to build business online. So even if you are a brick and mortar or offering in-person services or products, there are really creative ways that I think people have tapped into extending and building additional revenue streams online by tapping into that online marketing area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's huge. It mm-hmm. definitely has created that not only awareness, but it's like a stamp of approval. Now people are doing a lot more things online, even consultations, even, you know, speaking engagements used to be, oh, no, I do this in person. I'm in front of a group, this and that. But now with the whole shift to Zoom being, hey, that's just part of how we do business, it stands to reason that, hey, how can I do more business online? So, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm one of those strange people that I've actually been operating online since 2007. And so I never realized that, you know, my daily routine was called quarantine. But so for me, the idea of, you know, moving some things online, you know, seemed normal, seemed approachable, seemed doable. And I think that was something that also, you know, helped some of the folks I was working a deal with moving through the process.
Right. Yeah. You already said that. That familiarity and knowledge that no, we can actually take this and go a whole new direction and augment or diversify. So yeah, that's great. I love that. Well, Mary, how do you work with business owners and entrepreneurs who want to finally create that effective marketing strategy that boosts their profits? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Yes, definitely. So I know you mentioned earlier kind of my MBA approach. So it's a little tongue in cheek, but you know, the idea that the M really is the market. Who is it that you're serving, and having that true clarity around that? The B really is your brand. Who are you? Who do you stand for? When your, you know, quote unquote brand walks in the room or onto someone's screen, what do you stand for and who do you stand against? And what do you uniquely bring to the table? And then the A really is the attraction. So really, this is kind of the three pillar strategy that I really like to create as a foundation, no matter, you know, whether I'm working with a large client or a small client or, you know, a scrappy solopreneur. Mm-hmm. Because I think if you get clarity on those three pillars, everything else goes from there, right? So the questions of, oh, should I be on Twitter or TikTok or Facebook or Pinterest, we can't answer any of those kind of tactical questions until we have those three pillars in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that makes perfect sense, because if they're not hanging out there, you're not going to find them there. So but it just makes it so logical, right? The mm-hmm. M, market, B, brand, and A, attraction. So yeah, absolutely. I love that. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Definitely. I like to make it easy. One of the things I always laugh when people are saying that, you know, their marketing's not working. I'm like, well, it takes 25 clicks in order to buy from you. So I like to make it super easy. So I actually have a lot of free resources. One of my most popular resources is actually my one-page marketing plan. So I firmly believe that you don't have to be complex and complicated to be effective. And so I'll let you post the link, but the link that they can grab that at is just going to be maryzar.com/onepageplan. And that's number one page plan. And they can always find me. It's just my name. I know it's a funny little last name, Polish name, but it's maryzarnecki.com. And again, lots of free resources there as well.
Okay, fantastic. So the main thing is go to your website, right, Mary?
Absolutely.
Yep. Zarnecki, and that's M-A-R-Y, and then C-Z-A-R-N-E-C-K-I.com. Yep. And then from there, they'll be able to navigate through and find various resource, free resources that you have available?
Yep. So I post replays of my weekly live sticky note marketing show. I've got several different guides and tips there. So lots of things, no matter what phase of business they're at.
Fantastic. And then the specific gift that you've created for our listeners is the one page marketing plan, right? And so
yes,
we'll put that link in the show notes, but so they can grab that. And it's just straightforward, one page and no complex, you know, like I've seen some of these email funnels or strategies, and it goes on and on and on and on. It's like, oh my goodness. So I love the whole making it simple, making it easy approach. So that's great. Fantastic. So again, that's your website is Mary Zarnecki, and that's with a C-Z-A-R-N-E-C-K-I.com. All right. Fantastic, Mary. Well, thank you so much for creating that for our listeners. And you know, I just have to say, you've already shared some really nice golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Definitely. I mean, I would say first and foremost, doubt's pretty normal. Yeah. I'd probably say if you're building a business or you're an entrepreneur and you never bump up against one of those days, then you're probably not pushing outside of your comfort zone far enough. But I'd say that the thing that's really made the biggest difference for me is finding those people who get it. I love my partner. I love my family, but sometimes I need someone who understands the kind of business that I'm building. And, you know, whether it's a paid mastermind or a free community or a community like this, Wendy, that you're building for your listeners, you know, understanding that there are other people out there who get it, who have bumped up against the same challenge or similar challenge, definitely makes those hard days easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very wisely spoken, because it can feel like an island, you know, to just be, nobody gets me. Nobody understands what I'm going through. They all think, well, haven't you made any money yet? You know, so those loving questions and stuff. So yeah, putting yourself out there is definitely going to create, it's just out of your comfort zone. So that's just going to cause some uncomfortable feelings. But the main point you're making here that I love is just surround yourself with like-minded people that can help carry you through those stumbling blocks. So yeah, very well said. So thank you so much, Mary. And, you know, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early work in the corporate world, in the marketing seat of a major corporation and doing such powerful work there, to, you know, getting that kind of wake up call through associating with your husband's friends about, you know, hey, Mary, can you help me over here with this? And well, sure, you know, realizing, I can make a big difference over here too. And kind of aligning that vision with, this would be fun to be able to just create my own business. And it's great working for a corporation, but to be able to step into your own business that you're creating, feeling that sense of excitement and satisfaction out of that idea. So, and then creating this impactful work you're now doing, helping so many business owners generate profit growth using your signature MBA system. So that's fantastic. And I really have enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Well, thank you for having me on. It was really, really great to kind of talk with you. And also, I appreciate the coaching. I'm taking a lot of notes from what you said and going to implement those right away.
Oh, Oh, good. Yes, my pleasure. I'm glad to have created a little shift maybe in your perspective. So, and again, for our listeners, you can reach Mary Czarnecki through her website, and that's maryczarnecki.com, and that's Czarnecki. Of course, Mary, M-A-R-Y. So maryczarnecki.com. And special gift that she's created for our listeners, look in the show notes for that link to grab your one-page marketing plan that she has created for you. So, all right, fantastic. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Mary Czarnecki. And as always, here's to your success.